something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 13, turn to the book of Hebrews for a moment, chapter number 13. I want to read to you in verse 15. Are you there? Verse 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. By him, by Jesus, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Not just once in a while. Continually. He says, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Now, you know, when we talk about praising God, some people don't understand what it really is supposed to be. Now, the scripture here will enlighten us a little further. How do we praise God? How do we, you know, I can say, I just praise you, Lord. It's not enough. It's good, but it's not enough. I praise you. I praise you. I will praise you, Lord. It's nice, but it lacks content. All right? It's nice. It's good. It's positive, but it lacks content. It lacks content. Listen to this scripture. Very enlightening. It says, by him, he's referring to Jesus. The previous verses will tell you that. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. He says, the sacrifice of praise to God. Continually. That is, now he explains what it is. The fruit of our lips. The fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. What do you mean by fruit of our lips? Words. Words. Now he says giving thanks to his name. Interestingly, the words giving thanks there is from one word, a Greek word, homologio, and it's a verb. It actually means to make confessions. That's what it means. It means to make confessions. What do you mean make confessions? It means to say the same thing in consent. Making confessions there doesn't mean I confess that I told a lie yesterday. That's not what it's saying. It means to speak the same thing. The noun is homologia. It means speaking the same thing in concert. Speaking the same thing in agreement. Saying the same thing. That means if God says something, you say the same thing that he has said in agreement with him. If God says something about you, you say the same thing that God has said about you in agreement with him. For example, if I say, I am a new creation, because God says, I am a new creation. See, the word says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. I am in Christ, and therefore I am a new creation. I am making confessions. You see that? I am making confessions. I am saying the same thing with God in agreement with him. In other words, you say those things that are consistent with what God has said in agreement with him. Hallelujah. Now, there are things that when you find yourself doing them, you'd be amazed at the way your life will just be catapulted from success to success, from glory to glory. Is what he expects of us. Tell somebody, I'm a priest in office. Hallelujah. Listen to this, you'd love it. In Genesis chapter number 14, he says, hey, do you study your Bible? You study your Bible often? Because, you know, we can't always start from class one every time we want to share the word of God. Do you understand what I mean? So if you're in class one, it might be difficult. But, hey, in verse 18, it says, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him. He blessed Abraham. He blessed Abraham and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thine hand. And he gave him tithes of all. And the Bible says it was Abraham who gave tithes to Melchizedek. And that Melchizedek was the priest of the Most High God. And when he met Abraham, who was coming from the slaughter of the kings, the Bible says Melchizedek the high priest brought forth bread and wine. What significant emblems. He brought forth bread and wine.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Love World Arena, New Garage, Abaddon. Worship with us on Sundays by 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., Wednesdays, lunch hour service 12 noon, evening service 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-912-127-0839, +234-805-952-0312, +234-703-229-9349. Or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.